Happy Tuesday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're here for yet another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in show. This was a fun one. We recorded this one back on Saturday night, May 9th, 2020. And we asked you for your first three when you go back to the Walt Disney World Resort. What's the first attraction you'll experience? How about your first meal back? And most importantly, what's going to be that first snack you enjoy down at Walt Disney World on your next trip? We get lots of great calls and have some fun Disney conversation, which is what this is all about. So we hope you enjoy today's show. Don't forget, we do these shows live on Facebook at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday nights. So join us this week and give us a call. Three ways to support the show. Remember, you can book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. Just check out all the great specials they have and all the services they offer that are absolutely free to you over at themagicforless.com. You can use our Amazon affiliate link. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Just click through beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And you can also become a patron of the show. Just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast for all the details. And a huge shout out to over 300 patrons of the show. Thanks so much again for downloading the show today. Let's get to it. Enjoy today's Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to another of our Be Our Guest podcast community check-in shows live here on Facebook. We are recording live on Saturday night, May 9th, 2020. This is the pregame show for Mother's Day 2020. So first of all, happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there in the Be Our Guest podcast community. Hope you're kicking back tonight, getting it started a little bit early. And, you know, kids and guys and everybody, this is a tough one, man. This year, it's a little bit hard to run out for that last-minute gift. And I don't even think Amazon's getting anything there on time at this point. So good luck, bro. Just, you know what? I think moms like homemade stuff, but they also like gift cards. I know. And, yeah, I got to talk about gift cards, though, for a second, because my wife's birthday was March 7th. So if you remember when all this stuff started to go down, March 7th is actually when I ran my last half marathon. And that had to have been one of the last races that ran anywhere in the country, because that's the weekend that stuff started happening with the quarantines and the lockdowns. I was surprised they actually ran the race. And, you know, after that, it was just kind of crazy. Well, that was my wife's birthday as well. So I ran the half marathon. It was really close to the home, to the house. Came back. We went over to her parents' house, celebrated her birthday, and then everybody kind of got locked up after that. But, you know, she likes to do a lot of stuff. So, she got a new car in November. So I got her a subscription service, like to get her car washed at the local car washing place. I got her, gift card to get her nails done and pedicure, manicure, all that stuff. Got her a couple of the gift cards for different places. And the funny thing is as soon as I bought those, nothing was open. All the businesses closed. So I thought I was being really smooth by getting all these gift cards, and they're still active. I mean, she can still use them eventually. But the ironic thing about that is that, yeah, she hasn't been able to redeem any of those. And it's now May, and that was March 7th. So she has her gifts still, but I thought I was being good, and then the world changed real quick on me. So that's how it goes. So anyway, get those gifts, and if not, homemade stuff works well, especially for the kids. Make a card, and just tell your mom you love her tomorrow, and I think it'll be just fine. And also get her favorite meal. You know, have a good lunch. All right, so tonight we're going to have a good time talking Disney. We had some news today. If you were reading the news, we saw that they did a article I saw on Apple News when I was looking at my iPad that I'm trying to see what his name is. He's the head of Shanghai Disneyland, but he talked about the procedures that they're going to be using for the reopening of the park over in Asia, which I believe is Monday. And it's kind of all the same stuff that we talked about here on the show. Limited capacity, but one of the things they have a picture as the article starts, and instead of having zones like when you go through security and to get your ticket media checked to get into the park, of course, first they're going to check your temperature. Guests and cast members will be wearing face masks, but they've marked off areas that say do not stand here. So instead of saying this is where you stand, they took an opposite approach of saying don't stand here, don't stand here, don't stand here. And where you don't see the do not stand signs, that is the okay to stand there. It also said that there will be cast members throughout the park reminding people to keep safe social distance. They know that the guests want to meet the Disney characters, but there will be no meet and greets with the characters. However, this was interesting because they didn't use the word parade. They said that they're going to have, let's see, how do they word it? A small procession of a couple of floats will come out throughout the day and surprise our guests. So they'll have the characters come out on floats, and hopefully, they said several times per day, just a couple of them. It doesn't sound like a parade. It sounds kind of like what, if you've ever been to Walt Disney World on a rainy day, it's called the Rainy Day Cavalcade. Maybe something like that, seeing snap pictures. Obviously, I mean, if you're adept, you could probably get a selfie with a character going by, but that'll probably be your best bet to get pictures with characters. There's also going to be lots of sanitation going on continuously throughout the park, disinfecting. Cast members at the entrance of every queue reminding guests to maintain safe social distancing. There's going to be markers on all the railings and the queues to remind guests where to stand. So I think it's kind of interesting. I mean, I would imagine this is kind of the footprint for what it's going to look like at Walt Disney World when they reopen. But it's going to be different. I mean, we'll see how it goes. I think that'll be something to watch this coming week. And, you know, we'll go from there. So we're going to have a good time. You know, if you have any, if you want to discuss that tonight or talk about that, definitely give us a call at 407-413-9395. Now, tonight's topic, we have two. We have a Disney topic and we have a non-Disney topic. So the Disney topic was brought up by Wade in the comments for yesterday. Asked for some you know, possible show ideas for these, and he came up with a great idea. We're going to talk about what we're calling the next three, or the first three. So when the parks reopen and you get back for your next Walt Disney World vacation, what's going to be your first snack? What's going to be your first attraction? And what's going to be your first meal, either counter service or quick serve or table service? So your first attraction, your first snack, and your first meal at a restaurant. What would you do? Because I know we're all missing our favorite places. So which one would you pick? Give us the trifecta. What are you going for? We'll talk about that as well. So we'll be taking your calls at 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. But first, we have a special guest. We actually have two special guests. So let us get this going here, and we're going to have it here in just a second. We have Alfred on the line. He's on the video. Alfred, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Good. I'm sorry that thing disappeared. I'm not used to having that on there, and I guess I click it and it's gone. So thanks to Wade for saving the day.
But thanks to Wade.
Yes.
He had it, but he spelled it wrong. So I went into my feed from the last time and pulled it up from there.
Is it okay? So it's a static address. I didn't even know that because I haven't used it.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Cool.
So I have Orangeburg to my side here.
Well, here's his brother or sister here sitting by me. Oh, let me put him back. So, did you have a good day?
Yeah, not bad. Relaxed.
Good stuff.
Watching the snow fall.
That's just wrong. It's Mother's Day tomorrow, and we're watching the snow. What?
I know. I actually made a video on my phone. I said, today is May 9th, and it's snowing.
Well, I don't know if you saw my Instagram. I went out this morning to run at 6:45. You know, the sun was up. It was fine. It was super cold here in the Midwest, but we have that lake. And, I mean, it looked like San Francisco Bay. The steam coming off the lake, it was like, whoa, it's so cold, but the lake's warm. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So we
have a friend here today.
Yes, we're here for the meeting. Okay, let's see it. So I didn't picture him in the Sorcerer Mickey outfit.
No, he's limited.
Nice.
Yeah.
So give us, where did he come from in the first place? Like, was it an Uber Disney fan? Do you know anything about that? I'll shut up. That's cool.
Right answer, squeeze my hand. If you want me to repeat the question, squeeze my tummy. Which of these folks is not one of Donald's nephews?
Okay, well, is he giving us the options? I didn't hear the options. Uh-oh. Oh, no.
That was the trivia.
Oh, that was cool.
I hit the comic by accident.
Do it again.
Yeah.
What was Goofy's reaction when he was struck by lightning? Why, he was shocked, of course.
Just as corny as I expected.
Say, pal, I feel a song coming on. I'll sing one line, and you see if you know the next one. If you want me to sing it for you, squeeze my tummy. Are you ready? Here we go. Hey there. Hi there. Ho there. You're as welcome as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-T. Yeah, that's awesome, man. That is so cool.
I know. It's great.
Man, that's a treasure.
I think you asked me where I got him from.
Yeah, where'd he come from?
I believe Brooklyn.
He doesn't even have an accent.
Yeah, right? Because that's how why it came so quick.
Yeah, that's because I can't believe you got it that fast. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome. That's definitely something to have on the shelf to keep. So I would definitely, when you're not using them, take the batteries out at this point.
Yeah, or shut it off.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
That's, yeah. So when I go to Disney World, I have to test him out.
You definitely do. Come. Yes. I need to know. Yeah, I want to know. Like, you know, does he get triggered?
Because the clip is there.
Oh, yeah.
Wait. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah. That is awesome. Man, blast from the past.
I can clip it to my backpack or whatever, and he can go on a trip with me.
My whole thing is I wonder how many cast members would know what he is. Right? You know, they probably just think he's a plush, but the hardcore cast members would know. Yeah.
And then go up to them and start playing him.
Yeah, and they'd be like, what's
They'll
that?
They'll probably start looking around and say, where's Mickey? Where is he?
You know what? You can make him a meet and greet. Well, nobody can be within 6 feet of you either, so that kind of stinks. So I say he can be the meet and greet. It's Alfred and Mickey and, you know, random tourists.
Yep. So I had to take him out of the box, though. I wasn't going to.
No, you have to.
But the box was all kind of broken up when I got it.
I can't keep stuff in a box. I'm not that way.
Yeah. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to take him out, enjoy him, and that's that.
Nice. Okay, so we have a lot of folks calling in. So give us your first three, your first attraction, meal, and snack. Uh-oh, we just lost. We lost Alfred, like we do Ricky sometimes. All right, so let's take the calls. 407-413, in case Alfred doesn't pop back. 407-413-9395. We had a lot of folks calling in. Let's give it a call now. 407-413-9395. My first attraction, I'll kind of drop these throughout the show, is going to be Space Mountain. I love Space Mountain. It's my favorite ride. And I'll probably be at the Magic Kingdom first. So that's kind of how that's going to go. All right, we have our first caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Tyler from Georgia.
Tyler, what's going on?
Not much, man. Just sitting out on the back patio. Got some beautiful weather today in Georgia. So,
man, you're so lucky. It's nice. It's nice this evening, but, man, it was cold this morning.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's cold. It's the coldest weather we've had in Georgia in, like, 10 years or something like that. So.
Seriously.
But, you know, it's still 60, but...
I'll pray for you guys.
yeah, it's the worst.
Awesome. So, hey, what do you got? Do you have any news on the reopening of Shanghai, or do you want to talk about your next three?
I think it's a good thing that they're reopening and can kind of be like the guinea pigs to see how they want to do it here. I know that they've kind of used that as their springboard for planning the local or the domestic parks here, so maybe that'll help them have a more concrete plan once they open up, so it's not changing so much once they actually open the parks in Florida.
Agreed, because it's not as large, you know, so they'll have, it's better to test things on a smaller scale, so we'll see how it goes. Obviously they have more control over there than here, though. They can do things over there that we can't do here, but we'll, you know, some of the things will be the same.
Yeah. All right, I do have my three, though.
All right, let's hear it, because everybody's all over the place on this in the chat.
Well, I tried to think, like, if I was all in one park, but I didn't want to be realistic. I wanted to jump all over the place. So my first meal back would be at Frontera Cochina, which is at Disney Springs.
Absolutely.
You ever been there?
Oh, I was there. So when I went down for the reopening of Disney Springs, I was there for a media event. And what they did was they broke us all up and they gave us dinner at one of the restaurants, but they assigned you a restaurant. And I mean, it was like the fates were smiling on me because I got Frontera Cochina.
Yeah.
Yes. And I got to meet the chef and everything. It was great. Oh, so good.
Oh, man. That's perfect for you.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I was like, God's looking out for me, man. I got the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, so I love the tacos there. My wife and I went there last year. And they also have something called queso fundido. Did you have that when you were there?
Yeah, we had everything. They just had it laid out for us.
It's like this cheesy with chorizo, and they just give you tortillas to just pick it up with. And mm-hmm. It's just like, oh, it's so good. And then they have, I think, the best margarita on property, the house margarita, I think.
Yep.
I think it's the best margarita there. And what makes it for me is the salt on the rim. They have the best salt. I don't know what it is about it, but that's what I really like about my margaritas. So
I never thought about that. I'll have to check it out. Cause I, you know, another place I want to go, not Frontera Cochina. I want to go back there, but I want to go to that, paddlefish and go up on the roof. They, you know, Pam always talks about that and Ricky did it too. So now it sounds awesome and it would be beautiful.
Yeah. My parents did that with my sister, but we weren't there on that trip. And then, so my first ride, because I like doing my fast passes early so that I can start playing the fast pass game after that, I always like to try and get an early fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. So that would probably be my first ride. And that's one of the quintessential Disney rides, one of my favorites. It's a classic. And, you know, I love the boat. So.
Yeah, hey, of course. And, you know, that actually Pirates was mentioned in that article from Shanghai. They specifically mentioned they're going to run that with every other row, which makes sense for social distancing. But I was glad to see that it's going to run. You know, that makes me happy.
Uh-huh. And then first snack was tough.
I know, it's tough. That's my
like
hardest,
I said,
too.
I'm jumping around. So I'm going to go with the poutine in Epcot.
Oh, dude, I've never had poutine in my life. I need to have it.
You got to do it. You got to do it. It's so good. And they have different ones I don't know if you just heard my dog just bark.
Yes. Speak, speak.
She is just laying in the grass, chewing on a bottle. She likes to chew on bottles.
Hey, done wrong that.
But they have different ones. Like they have one with like marinara sauce and like different cheese on it. And then, I just like the classic one with the gravy and the cheese curds.
I'm totally going.
So
that
that's
one.
What I would get yep. my snack.
Well, see, you could actually get that at Disney Springs at the poutine place. And then you could
I've gotten it there.
Yeah. I've never done that. I've wanted to.
I think it's better at Epcot. I don't, maybe it's just the environment, but I think it's better at Epcot.
All right. I'll try it there. So it's that place over towards Canada, right? But it's the place like when you turn from Future World right towards Canada, it's right there.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the old refreshment port.
They have the refreshment port, yeah.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna put my wife on the spot because she's sitting next to me and she wasn't sure if she wanted to talk on the phone. So I'm gonna put her on the spot because she's got her three too.
Oh sweet, let's talk to her.
I have a lot less words than him.
Well, it's okay. we don't charge by the word. It's fine.
So my first meal, I regrettably didn't get this when we went, but I had a lot of Tyler's. Okay. The breakfast bowl at Andy's Lunchbox is fantastic.
The breakfast bowl?
The tater tots.
Okay.
Tater tots, gravy, and brisket, is that right?
Yeah, it's like a brisket gravy.
Brisket gravy? Oh my goodness, it is delicious.
How have I never had this? Because that sounds like something that is totally my jam. And I always have the potato barrels or whatever they're called over there, but I've never had, I have there? Maybe I haven't had breakfast there, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So for breakfast, it's a brisket gravy with the egg and the potato barrels. It's still the potato barrels, but it's the breakfast version of it.
Oh, man. Yeah, so it's like my space camp.
It's so good.
Yeah. They're called tater tots at breakfast, and they're called hash browns. They're called hash browns at breakfast, tater tots at lunch and dinner. That's how it was at space camp. Yeah, different, the same thing.
Yeah.
I just changed the name on you. All right, so what about your attraction? Oh, we just lost Alfred again.
My first attraction, I would probably go with Pirates too. That's one of my favorites. I had originally said Splash Mountain, but I also don't want to get wet that early in the day.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think I would go Pirates. I don't know why. It always makes me incredibly giggly and happy I guess just all the memories of all the times that I've been on it.
I agree.
And just the smell of the water. I love it.
You know,
just thinking about it now, I can almost smell it.
Yeah, I know. Seriously, when you're saying I can smell the musty water and like the smell by the place I get the biggest smell on pirates is when you're going by the pirate ship on the it's on your left, you know, as you're coming kind of into the battle scene. Oh, I love it.
That's my favorite part. That's my favorite part. And then the smoke, it feels like you're just right there. It's crazy.
Yeah, yes. My favorite part is definitely not when the foot is over your head.
But it's so cool. I know, but it's so cool. That's a Disney.
It is so cool.
You can see that. Those are the Disney fans looking up right there. Everybody else just kind of floats right under it. You know, oh, there's the leg. All right, what about your snack?
Snack has to be a Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Yes, okay, good. I'm
a
sandwich
guy. One every day.
Yep, I'm a sandwich. I used to be a Mickey bar guy. I've changed over to a Mickey sandwich the last few years. It's more
honestly,
filling.
I don't think I've had a Mickey bar since I was, like, a kid, the first time I went. I don't know. That ice cream sandwich, the cookies and cream ice cream.
Oh, so good.
It's
Stop.
So thick. It's so refreshing. Ugh.
Okay.
No matter what park I'm in, I have to get it every day.
Thank you. Now guess who's got to get ice cream after tonight's show?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm doing. Oh, my gosh. That's so good. Well, hey, I appreciate you guys calling in. You guys enjoy your evening down in Georgia, and we'll talk to you soon. Happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
All right. Have a good one. Good talking to you.
Yeah, bye-bye. You
see
too.
See you, Tyler. Bye-bye.
Yep.
All right. Okay, Alfred, we got you back in here real quick because they're backing up on the phone. Sorry about that. I don't know what happened. But what's your first three? Snack, attraction, meal.
Okay. For, I guess, first attraction. If I'm in the Magic Kingdom, it's going to be Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Good call. Kind of a thrill and a dark ride at the same time.
Yep.
Okay, snack.
What's next?
Snack.
First snack, probably popcorn.
Ooh, it's your classic. You're going for the old oldies. Okay, Mallory would probably agree with you there. She loves the popcorn. All right, meal. Mm-hmm. Where are you going for a meal?
Meal, be our guest.
Yes, and listen to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Good call. What was that bell? Was that you?
Yeah, that was my phone.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. I was just like, where the bell? I was like, that was weird. I was like, did somebody ring a bell back here? No, it's fine. All right, Alfred, I'm going to scoot, but thanks for sharing, pal Mickey, and we'll talk tomorrow night.
Okay. Sounds
yes, sir.
Good.
Talk
bye,
to you
guys.
Later. Bye, Mickey. Bye, Alfred. Bye.
I'll ask the question, and when I say the right answer, squeeze my hand.
Oh, my.
If you want me to repeat the question, squeeze my tongue.
We're going off the rails. 407-413-9395. Yes, who brought it up? Where is it? Kendall in the live chat says, totally forgot about the breakfast Ronto wrap. Yes, that is my go-to. That's why I will probably not go to Mickey's Lunchbox for breakfast, because I love that breakfast Ronto wrap. I love the regular one too, but I love the breakfast one. All right, next caller's on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa. What's going on?
Cold run this morning, eh?
It was crazy. Oh my God, I was wearing, like, literally just 2 or 3 days ago, I was wearing, like, just a short sleeve shirt. And now today I'm wearing my hat. And there was, like, one of the blocks where it felt like a wind tunnel. And oh my God, it was.
Dude, I'm telling you, I had
like,
to put,
I don't know.
I put those, like, when it's really cold, I have those hand warmer things, you know, like the things you shake and they're chemicals and they, you know, the little pouches that warm up. Like, I wear those in my gloves in the wintertime. I busted those suckers out this morning. I was not playing. But by the end, I was burning up.
I need to get those.
Oh, my gosh. I buy them on Amazon, like a box of, like, 30. They're pretty cheap, and they save you. They even have them for your feet, but I usually don't use them for my feet unless it's, like, super cold. But, yeah, we made it. Yeah.
I'll guess so.
It'll feel
and
better.
And use the Be Our Guest podcast link.
There, hey, amen. Thank you. All right, so what do you got? Your next three, your first three. I don't know what to call it.
Okay, so this is a great topic, and I've been trying to think all day, like, because I think it's very easy to overthink this, right? Mm-hmm. So I, you know, kind of like what I think Tyler said, like, you know, like, do I want to be realistic or do I just want to jump all over the place? And I kind of decided that I want to jump all over the place a little bit, but I'm also trying to think of it in terms of, you know, one of the answers being, what is something I haven't done at all? And I wanted at least one answer to then be something I didn't do last time but miss. And then the third one be just like a classic thing that I like. So So I tried to think this through, Mike.
The thing is, what you say tonight could be totally different tomorrow. Like, I'm just like, I want to ride Space Mountain right now, but it could be pirates, you know, it's your feeling, but right now it's Space Mountain.
Oh, right. For sure. So like, I mean, this, like, for instance, like, this isn't like my answer, but like, you know, I love Splash Mountain. So yep. Technically Splash Mountain is probably going to actually be my first ride back, if I'm being honest, mm-hmm. but for the purpose of this game, I'm going to say first ride as Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway because on my last trip, I didn't do it. And it was probably my fault because I think I was telling you, I was debating, like, just, you know, going my last day straight to Hollywood Studios. And I was like, I just feel like, you know, I don't know, rushing over there and rope dropping and all that stress. So our last day was more like a chill day at the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
But I do kind of regret not getting to try that ride because I've heard it's wonderful. Like, I know Pam got to experience it and really enjoyed it.
Yeah, she loved it.
So hope to do that. And then for the restaurant, you know, one that I really love that I didn't get to do last time, it just didn't work out, is Homecoming, because we didn't get to go to Disney Springs on our last trip, but just, you know, love the vibe of Homecoming. I definitely, like, I've been thinking about it a lot. And, you know, like, I'm a pescatarian, so I can't even... Oh, I just saw Mallory pop up. Hi, Mallory.
Yeah, she's already upstairs. It's a little bit delayed. Yeah, she busts in and busts out real quick.
Belated hi to Mallory.
That's it, yes.
But yes, like, I'm a pescatarian, so I think that says a lot about the vibe of the restaurant, because, like, I don't eat chickens. Like, I'm not going after the chicken. You know, like, I have, like, the mac and cheese, or their fish sandwich is pretty good, and the cocktails. So that's good. And then for the snack, you know, I do think I want to, you know, for the third option to be like a classic of going with probably the Mickey Mouse ice cream sandwich. But yeah, so, okay. So I'm kind of torn on this. I don't want it, like, slightly cheating here. So, like, it's probably going to be the Mickey ice cream sandwich if I'm really there. But I also want to give a plug for this, like, I think underrated snack that I love and have been thinking about a lot. It's at the Epcot Food and Wine Festival. At the France booth, the escargot croissant, which probably sounds crazy.
Not me.
And maybe not something a lot of people go for, but I love it. Oh, man. I don't know if I could ever convince you to try it, but it's so good. So buttery.
So a little inside baseball. Pam Forrester's daughter, Hannah, who's, you know, she's an adult like Paige now. They were kids when we all started this thing. It's crazy. But, like, she is an escargot fiend. Like, we go on these cruises, and she would order like three or four orders of escargot, and she'd just chow down on this stuff. And I was like, oh, it doesn't even, because, I mean, if you don't like escargot, you've never had it. It does not look appealing. It does not look appealing at all.
Oh, it's so. Wait, have you tried it?
No, I can't get past the look. It just looks so weird.
It's so good. I know it looks weird, but I swear. It basically, like, anytime you have it, it's basically soap and butter anyway. Like, you're not even, like, at the BR guest for dinner, it's one of the appetizer options, and it's like soaked in butter, and then the croissant. Like, I know it sounds weird, like, why is there escargot in a croissant? Like, what's going on here? But really good sandwich. So I, again, like, realistically, like, my next trip is most likely not even going to be during Food and Wine, but I was like, you know what, I missed that croissant when I was down there for Flower and Garden. I was kind of sad that it wasn't there. So
yeah, I know.
So yeah, that was my strategy. Something I've never done, something I've missed, and something classic.
So my snack, now that I think about it, because Space Mountain's my attraction, my snack, now you got me kind of thinking, because I'm not going to commit to this yet because we still have 29 minutes and I'm the host, so I get to hold off. But since now you got me thinking about festivals, I love that little white cakey thing you get at Sunshine Seasons. I forget what it was called. It's called like the festival cake or something. It's got like, it looks like it has paint colors all over it. It's just like a spongy.
Oh, that
kinda,
rainbow one?
Yeah, like it's got that like rainbow. A spongy kind of cheesecake with like rainbow colors on top. That's one of my favorite
snacks. That always
snacks.
Looks so good.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. But I also like the Whoopie Pie there too. Ricky sold me on that. That thing is super good. Man, I don't know.
I've never tried that either.
Oh, yeah. That's there all the time. So, ooh, I don't know. Okay, I'm holding off on my snacks. I mean, so I'm not committing yet. I got to think a little bit more.
Chickening out. Trying.
I can't think.
Yeah. I almost even picked the Gaston's cinnamon roll just because I actually haven't tried that yet. But I was trying to go with the classic. I gotta. That'll be That'll be next time.
That's my go-to breakfast. Like if I'm in a hurry at the Magic Kingdom, I go to Gaston's Tavern, the big cinnamon roll and a Coke Zero. Boom. 15 minutes in and out and I'm ready to go. Oh, so
Mike Rollins special.
Yeah, absolutely. So good. So good. All right. Well, hey, hopefully it gets warmer and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yep. Talk to you tomorrow and looking forward to your snack choice.
Oh, yeah. I got to think this through because I got to make sure I don't miss anything. All right. I'll talk to you later. Have a good night. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So I'm not committing to that snack yet. My meal. Boy, she's brought up some good stuff. Homecoming is on my short list. Also, there's two restaurants at Epcot that I've been really going back and forth with maybe picking for my restaurant. One of them is Garden Grill. Actually, they're not both at Epcot. Garden Grill was one of them. I was thinking about being my first restaurant. I was also thinking of Sci-Fi Dine-In. I know it might surprise you, but I think I have a more traditional pick. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike, it's Brooke from Pennsylvania.
Brooke, how's Pennsylvania? Is it cold like everywhere else?
It was pretty cold. At least the sun was out.
Amen. Yeah, but the sun felt great, but if you were in the shade today, whoo, it was chilly.
Yeah, when the clouds came through, it was pretty cold.
Yes.
I did a little run-walk today, which was good. I'm coming back from some injured Achilles, but so it was a short one, but it was good. It was a good one.
I can't imagine coming back from an Achilles. That's got to be a tough recovery.
Well, I mean, not like a like a sore Achilles.
Okay,
not like,
okay, good.
No,
I've seen ball players where they snap them, and it's like,
oh yeah, no,
good.
No,
yeah, okay,
no,
okay.
No, not that type of just sore and inflamed.
Oh my god!
But yeah.
So what do you got? So, what's your top three? What's your next three?
Okay, well, I wish I could say I was really original, but I would probably go for Pirates, like a lot of the other callers.
Good call.
But I really love Adventureland. It's like I think that's my favorite place in Magic Kingdom. I just love the palm trees. And when I was a kid, I loved staying at the Polynesian. So
nice.
That's like my thing. So I would definitely get a Dole Whip float with the pineapple juice,
Good call.
The mixed, you know, float. That's like, that is my Magic Kingdom treat. I like would love to have one every day I'm there.
So good.
So that's my treat. And then for a meal, I would probably go somewhere I haven't been, which is the Grand Floridian Cafe for lunch.
Oh, it's so good.
It's kind of cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard it's great. And, you know, it's just that to me, that's classic Magic Kingdom day. Going, stopping for like a special something at Grand Floridian and then the Adventureland theme stuff. And that's the classic stuff. I love it.
It is. I mean, because the Grand Floridian is an extension of Main Street USA and it's right
there.
And I'll tell you what, too, because you mentioned Grand Floridian Cafe. I never considered this restaurant ever for anything, but for some reason, Scott Gardner, my buddy, he is a huge fan of this restaurant. He loves going there. And so probably about 2 or 3 years ago, we were running one of the race weekends and we were done running and we didn't have an ADR. And he's like, I can always get us in Grand Floridian Cafe. Cause I mean, it was kind of like, you know, I don't think people think of it on their radar. It's not like, it's never talked about. But gosh. So we went there the first time. Oh, so good. I've been probably 3 or 4 times, usually on a race weekend with Scott. We go after the runs and it is especially for breakfast. It is so good. But I've had dinner there too. And it's real. Oh yeah. It's definitely, that's a top 10 restaurant.
Yeah. I mean, it's always on my list of places to get to. And the last 2 trips, we haven't made it over and I can't explain why. It's just, but it is always on my list. And from what I can tell, you can always get like a day of reservation, it seems.
That's what we've
And I mean,
done.
Just especially soon we'll be able to walk there once that walkway's done.
Yep.
Probably by the time I love being the Magic Kingdom area. So I think that's where I'd go.
Well, too, and the thing is, like, you hear the name Grand. Well, here, I don't know if you do. This was my thought process. I hear the name Grand Floridian Cafe, and I'm thinking, you know, it's like super fancy. You know, it's almost like a Victoria and Albert's Light or something. And it's not. I mean, it's in the Grand Floridian. It's beautiful. It's nice. I mean, but it's like, I guess I would call like casual nice. Like, I don't feel uncomfortable there. It's really just, and the food is so stinking good. And it's really not super expensive. It's right down the middle.
No, exactly. And it's right. That's the best part about the Grand Floridian, when you feel comfortable there. You know, like people think it's stuffy, but the Grand Floridian Cafe is like a perfect mix of the elegance of the hotel, but without any stuffiness.
It used to freak me out to go over there, but do we have somebody else that wants to add to the conversation? We could totally do that.
Okay, hey, if you could go anywhere when you get to Disney World, what's the first ride you would go on?
I would go on Little Mermaid,
yes.
And then
what would you eat? What was the first thing you would eat?
I would eat with a Lost Princess cone, and then the next ride I would go on was the Snow White ride.
Yes. All the Disneyland.
No, just not that
Seven Dwarfs.
Oh yeah, okay. Of course, Seven the one that's hard to get a fast pass.
Yeah, of course.
That's my kid.
All right. Well, that's good for us tonight. Thanks, Mike.
Well, hey, happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Make sure you enjoy your day.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Bye bye. I love hearing from the kids. That's so awesome. Of course, it's not going to be an easy to get on ride the kid's going to pick. It's going to be Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. I need a fast pass. We need to ride it right now. Oh, my gosh. The Little Mermaid. How about some love for the Little Mermaid? All right. So my restaurant, I've thought about sci-fi because it's like the ultimate. It's got burgers, fries, shakes, onion rings. You're eating in a convertible. You're watching the drive-in movies. You're socially distanced. I'm just kidding. But you kind of are. I also love Garden Grill because you get characters, the restaurant rotates. It's got some of my favorite food, especially for breakfast. It's family style. It's in the land. I love Epcot Future World. But of course, I would be a bad person if I didn't pick my favorite, Olivia's. So my restaurant is Olivia's for my buttermilk chicken, sitting on the patio, by the way. I got to sit on the patio. That's the place to eat there and on a nice summer evening. My ride is Space Mountain, is my attraction. The snack, oh my gosh, Marlesa's got me confused. Do I want to go with that festival cake during Festival of the Arts? Of course, a Mickey ice cream sandwich is always a solid choice. I just feel like I'm missing out on something I really like. My All-American Sundae from the Plaza, that's in contention? I'll have to see. I'll have to give that up by the end of the show. But 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We love getting your calls. Give us a call. We got about 20 minutes left in tonight's show. So your next three, when you go back to Walt Disney World and it reopens, what's going to be your first attraction, your first snack, and your first meal? Where are you headed? In the live chat, Shane says, actually, he thinks he's going to go to Animal Kingdom first. He's going to arrive Flight of Passage. Why did I not get that acronym for a second? It's been too long. The parks have been closed too long. I'm not remembering the acronyms. Flight of Passage, then eat at Sanaa with the bread service. Ooh, yeah. But what about Satouli Canteen? Oh my gosh, that's such a good meal. But I got to do table service. I got to do it fancy, even though I love Satouli Canteen. Let's see, what else do we have? So Kendall, we've been talking a lot of folks. Jim from Huntsville, Alabama, my good buddy. I talk to him on Twitter all the time. He mentioned he needs a Mickey pretzel for his snack. And I agree. I've had one of those during a marathon. Scott and I stopped at the bar next to Expedition Everest, got a couple of sodas in a Mickey pretzel while we waited in line to ride Everest during the marathon. Best pretzel ever. All right. I believe we have Wade on the line from Omaha, Nebraska. Wade, is it you?
Hey, Mike, it's Wade. Actually, Lincoln. But
Lincoln,
you know,
sorry. Lincoln,
miles.
That's right. Why did I say Omaha? Lincoln, yes. I know Lincoln.
That's okay. It's close.
Again, thanks for the great show topic. We've been having a good time with this tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because my family and I, we were talking about, we're like, okay, when we go back, what are we going to do? You know, what restaurant are we going to go to? What will be the first attraction? And so we just started thinking about it. And when you threw that out there, I'm like, well, I'm going to throw this out on the comments. I think it was on Instagram.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we've been going around and around on it, what we would do. And then when you picked the show topic, we were all sitting around watching reruns of Live PD, until the new show comes on.
It's like 3 hours tonight, man. I'm so excited.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we were just going, I wanted to hear what other people said too, before I called in. So, no, it's kind of a fun topic. It's fun conversation anyway. But, and by the way, it was great to see Paolo Mickey. I'm glad I could influence Alfred to part with some of his hard-earned money.
That's right.
On a 12-year-old, you know, 12-year-old toy that may or may not work at Disney World. Who knows? I'm going to take mine and try it now, too.
That thing, did you say it? That thing was in great shape. And I mean, it was like the volume was great. I mean, I thought there would be something wrong with it, you know, some way, but it looked like it was brand new.
Yeah, he's got a good one. I mean, it's mine has the pirate costume, like I told you tonight. So I like the old Fantasia hat. That looked like it was pristine condition. I mean, it had a box.
Okay.
It had to be, you know. So yeah, and Alfred, do take the batteries out if you store it for a while, because I had to do a little cleaning work on the batteries.
Yes, that freaks me out. Because like you have one now, like you gotta. You might not think like, oh, I'll keep the batteries in, but then you put them in the shelf and you don't touch them for a year and it gets all messed up. So yeah, please take them out because I want it to be nice.
Exactly. So, but that was pretty cool. So nice job, Alfred. Okay, let me go with mine here. I was going around and around. I picked just one park to go to,
okay. And
it's Hollywood Studios. And the snack would be carrot cake cookie, which I liked it better when it was at Sweet Spells across the street from the, Starbucks, Red mm-hmm. Trolley
yep.
Cafe or whatever it's called now. So carrot cake cookie. And that's my go-to.
I'm a terrible Disney fan. I don't like carrot cake. So that's obviously why I've never had one. But I mean, it feels like there's certain things, like if you don't have them, you're like a terrible, terrible Disney person. Like, you know, if you don't have a Dole Whip or you don't have a Mickey bar, you know, like I've never had a carrot cake cookie. Or remember the old Butterfinger cupcake? I never had one of those either.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, those were good, too.
I would do that. I just never had one. I like Butterfingers.
Yeah, it was more frosting than cupcake. I'll say that. It was just like a glob of, like, you know, Butterfinger and frosting. And cookies kind of like that. It was kind of like cake with, like, a huge amount of frosting. You do not want to see the nutritional content on the carrot cake cookie, I'm sure. Unless you want to get your sugar intake for the week.
Well, hey, you know, that's why we run. Oh, and hey, by the way, congratulations on your ninth half marathon on the weekends. That's why we run, man.
Thank you. You know, it was a great day to run. It was like 61 degrees, a little cloudy, and I'm like, all right, I'll do it again. So 10 is my goal. So one next weekend, and I'm 10 for 10. So
there you go.
And then we'll see.
Yeah, keep it going. All right, back to the top. Okay, so
yeah,
you got your snack.
So the snack. So yeah, the meal, I'm going to go a little different. It's going to be lunch at the Brown Derby and get the Cobb salad, which is fantastic.
I had a Cobb salad today for lunch, but it wasn't from the Brown Derby. It was from Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Well, it was good.
I love how they like this. Yeah, good salad. But I love how they shred the lettuce. They must put it through like a food processor because it's like, you know, it's not pieces of lettuce. It's like this pile of shredded lettuce, which sounds weird, but it is really good.
Now, have you dined at Brown Derby before?
Yes, so, quite a few times. And I always get the salad.
And do you get the grapefruit cake? Is that what everybody else talks about, too?
No.
No?
We share the grapefruit cake. Yeah, I can't eat the whole thing, but the grapefruit cake is, it's very good, very solid.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I've never been there. I don't know why. It's like it's like a signature meal. It doesn't feel like there's enough show to it. But again, I went to Le Cellier when it was a signature meal and I was fine with that. I just gotta give it a shot because it's one of the few places I still haven't been.
Yeah, I like it for lunch better. You know, dinner, it's not cheap. Like you said, it's a signature restaurant. We like it for lunch and it's kind of our go to at least once every trip to go and a couple Cobb salads. They have these great rolls in the salted butter, which is fantastic. And it's not that expensive. You know, you're out of there, Disney expense, I should say. You know, if you drink water or soda or whatever, you're under $50 for two for lunch. You know,
that's a bargain. Bargain.
Yeah, exactly. So that's my meal. And then I'm going to go with Rise of the Resistance.
Nice.
And the reason is, when I was there in January for Marathon Weekend, we didn't get to ride it.
Oh.
We got over there one day, got shut out. And then, of course, we were up, you know, at 2 in the morning. I did Goofy, so we're up the two mornings. And then the next morning after Goofy, we literally looked at each other like at, you know, 5 a.m. and I went, I can't do this again. I'll back to until like 7:30. I haven't ridden it.
If you did that, you should have got a seventh medal for riding Rise on Monday after Marathon Weekend.
Well, exactly. You know, we went to bed. It was pretty early because we were so exhausted. But still, the alarm went off, and I looked at my wife, and I'm like, no, I can't. I just need to sleep. My legs just need to, like, lay still for another hour or two.
Oh, my gosh, I hear you.
So that would be my, you know. So So I'm trying to stay away from all the ride spoilers and all this. And I was hoping to do it Star Wars weekend, but and of course that didn't happen. So I'm hoping November 1 and 9.
Yeah.
I will get up early before, you know, it's just the 10K and the half then, but the day before, the day after, I will definitely do it.
Well, see, and here, so I was talking to a cast member the other day. You know, I call Disney like probably 10 times a day, if not more, every day. So I get to know the cast members pretty well, and I was talking to one of my cast member buddies, and she was telling me, you know, she's like, did you hear that they put a full ride-through video of Rise of the Resistance online? I'm like, yeah, it's like that's pretty cool. You know, I told her like I'd been on it, so I was fine. But I said, she's like, you should show it to your family. But I'm just one of those people that, you know, because they're putting all these recipes and these ride throughs and all this out online. But like my family still hasn't been on Rise of the Resistance, and I don't want to show it to them because I'm averse to that. Like I think you would lose the excitement if like, and I don't even want to say anything because there's lots of folks in the chat right now that haven't ridden it. But there's things that are kind of jaw-dropping, and I don't want them to see that it's coming. You know, you got to experience it firsthand, like in person, I think.
That's what I want to do. So I'm not watching anything. Yeah. Or if somebody says on a podcast, hey, spoiler it, I'm like, click.
Yeah,
so,
me too. Because I remember I was running. This was like before I'd been on Rise and like Len was doing his show, and like he starts, and he didn't even give like a spoiler alert, but he starts talking about it, and like it was super cold and I had gloves on. Like I was like, I can't even get to my phone, so I just ripped my AirPods right out of my ear. I was like, ah! I was like, I've waited this long.
I did the same thing. I know exactly what you're talking about. I did the same thing. I remember that. I'm like, no, like la la la, you know, like that. I'm like taking my earphones out.
He talks so fast. I was worried like I would have the entire like ride spoiled in like 10 seconds because he's so quick. I was like, ah.
exactly. Oh, so too funny. Funny.
Well, hey, Wade. Thanks so much for the show idea, bud. And you enjoy your Saturday night, and hopefully we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thanks,
have a good
Mike.
One,
take
buddy.
Care.
All right, bye. See you later. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Where do you guys fall on these ride-through videos and these recipes that Disney's putting out? Do you watch them? Do you avoid them? Do they make you feel better? Do they make you nervous like me? I hate spoilers. Fortunately, the only ride that I can be spoiled on right now is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, and that was an issue right before this all started happening. I was dodging spoilers left and right because I didn't want to see them, and of course they have kind of disappeared with the park closures, but you know, one of those things that I don't know if I'm just old, but I don't like to see the videos until I've seen the attractions. And I know a lot of people do kind of make Disney nights at their house, maybe to throw the video, the ride throughs up on the big TV and have a family night. I mean, I don't have anything against that, but it's the in-person experience, and I don't really want to spoil it. You know, by watching ride-throughs all the time or by making the food, and I can't cook, so I can't make the food at home. Who am I kidding? But, you know, the opposite thing, though, with all that is that, God, the background loops. I could listen to background loops forever. It immediately takes me to that resort, that area of a theme park. I love to listen to the Tomorrowland background loop. I love to listen to the WDW Today, you know, inside the what I call the PowerPoint station on the resort TV background music. I love that loop. I love the Old Key West loop. When I lay on my hammock, I always listen to Old Key West loop. So background loops are essential for me to kind of get through this time. They always have been. Of course, we have Magical Mouse Radio with the loops. So it's one of those things that's something that's comforting. But I'm just not into the ride-through videos a whole lot. Now, here's what I do like on the opposite side. We have a lot of these on the Magic for Less YouTube channel. Steve Forrester's put a lot of these together, and they're awesome. They're kind of the virtual room tours. So if you want to see, for example, we just put one up a couple days ago about the Wilderness Lodge rooms, the rooms over at Coronado Springs. Yeah, I like that because that's like getting a virtual vacation to the resort. But I just don't want to ruin the in-person experience. As much as I like video and I like all that stuff, I do not want to ruin the in-person experience. Because, you know, I had a lot of opportunities to know what was coming with Rise. But when I did it, the reason it was so incredibly immersive and incredibly amazing is because I really didn't know. Like, those doors opened and it was just like, I don't know what's going on. And I like it like that. That's even better. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
This is Shelly, Wade's wife.
Okay, I was going to say it looked like the same phone number. I was like, Wade forgot. I don't know. What's going on, Shelly? Good to meet you.
Wade said I needed to call because I disagree with them.
Okay. Wait, I don't want to start anything up in Lincoln, man. I'm not going to be any. You got to deal with this yourself. Go ahead. What do you got?
Well, no, because my ride I would do would be Pandora.
Okay. I'm not a fan of that ride. I like it okay, but it's not in my top 10.
It's not? Oh my gosh.
I get kind of motion sickness on simulators. I'm not good at simulators. Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. There's just something about it when you do it. It's just kind of crazy.
Let me ask you this, though. Do you like the movie Avatar? Because uh-huh. I've never seen the movie Avatar. Like, are you a fan of the movie itself?
No, it's not like something like that's my that I have to watch all the time or whatever. I thought the movie was okay. It's just the ride is pretty amazing, how they make you feel like you're actually flying and all that stuff.
It is cool. I think that's why. Yeah. I mean, I get it. I understand why people. If I could get past, like, I can't do Star Tours either. Star Tours makes me not, and I love Star Wars. Oh, it kills me. Oh,
yeah.
Kills me. I'm just old. I'm getting old. It's just not good.
Well, I think I'm probably older than you, no. But yeah.
Anyway, it stinks. Okay, so what about your meal? Are you going to go somewhere else, or are you going to go with Wade to Brown Derby?
No, I'm not going with Wade to eat. I'm going to actually go to Liberty Tree Tavern.
Oh, good call.
For the dinner, for like the whole buffet, or not buffet, family service thing.
Yes.
Because the dessert's to die for.
What is the dessert there? I can't even remember. I haven't been there in years.
It's like a toffee thing. I can't even remember what it's called.
Oh wait, is it the? But, yeah. Is it the ooey gooey butter cake?
Yeah. That's it. Yeah.
I have one sitting upstairs on our stove right now because that's a St. Louis. That's a St. Louis thing. That's a St. Louis original.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, that's amazing. So I mean, you should have that first and then dinner.
Well, you know what? I may have had that. I may have had my two pieces of toast this morning after my run and went in there and lopped off a piece of that sucker and had it for breakfast.
Oh, yes. So good.
Nice. Yeah. All right, but what about your snack?
Okay. This isn't really the kind of person I am, but my snack would be going to La Tapa and having a margarita.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, well, you can have chips. The tortilla chips and salsa could be your snack.
The chips and salsa and the guacamole and the queso, yes. Perfect, like, afternoon thing after you're walking around the parks and stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to have to hang out with you and Wade on your next trip. You guys sound like my people. except you guys are Cubs fans. We'll get past that. And, you know, you're Husker fans. But, we'll be okay.
Yes. No, it's all about the food. When you go to Disney World, it's all about the food. So that's what I always tell all my friends. Okay. So, yes.
Yes, we are kindred spirits. Absolutely. We are 100%. Yeah. Well, hey, Shelly, thanks so much for calling in. I sure appreciate it. And happy Mother's Day tomorrow.
Yes, thank you. Have a good night.
Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right, 407-413-9395. We have time for one more caller if you want to jump in real quick. This has been a lot of fun talking about what we're going to do when those parks open back up. Mostly about the eating and the snacking, but also we'll do some attractions. You know, we had a lot of suggestions. Tower of Terror kept coming up in the chat for our first attraction back. I saw some Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. Of course, Pirates was kind of hitting it out of the park. A couple people did Space Mountain. Flight of Passage did get a lot of love in the chat as well. We need a ruling here because Joe Laszlo wants the kitchen sink to be a snack. He wins. That's a good snack. All right, we have our last caller of the night. Who's joining us?
I think that's three nights in a row. It's Lawrence from Ontario, Canada again.
Yes, Team Poutine.
Yes, I haven't had the poutine in Disney World yet, but I know poutine very well up here, and it is amazing. So you have to try it the next time you're there.
So here's the thing. Like, okay, well, obviously you don't fall along these lines, but when I go to Walt Disney World and I see something from St. Louis, for example, if you go to Ample Hills, they have an ooey gooey butter cake ice cream. An ooey gooey butter cake is a thing that originated in St. Louis. It's like a staple here. So I feel obligated. Like when I go to Ample Hills, I don't have to look at the menu. I'm a St. Louisan. I have to get it. So apparently you don't follow my rules. Like I feel like I'm unpatriotic to my city if I don't get a ooey gooey butter cake. So you got to get on that poutine down there so you know if it's authentic.
I'm going to try it in Epcot because I'm probably pretty close to being authentic, but it's tough. Like, I've gone to other places in the United States traveling for baseball, and it's nowhere close to what we're getting. Because the real poutine, you don't even call it gravy. It's called sauce because it's not an actual gravy.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. This sounds so – I don't care what it's called. I need it in my belly soon.
It is very, very tasty. It's something – our McDonald's up here have it as a side that you
Shut
get.
Shut up. No way. Drive-through routine. Oh, my gosh, that's dangerous.
But awesome topic. We're talking with the family all day about it, and my daughter wasn't really excited about it, too. And we both landed on Slinky Dog Dash as our first ride because we both love that ride, and we want to make sure that we can get on that as many times as possible.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys crack up when you go through that part in the second half of the ride where you go up, down, up, down, up? I can't help but laugh every time I go over that part. I don't know what it – because it kind of gets your stomach, I guess, but it's like, whoa. I love that part.
I, you know what? I love everything about that roller coaster. Toy Story was my jam as a kid when it came out, and I loved it. And just being on that ride just makes me smile from ear to ear.
That's all. It's a great family ride. It's great for everybody.
Yeah, it was my daughter's first roller coaster. She didn't like it while we were on it, but once we got off, she loved it.
It's a little intense when it shoots out of the station. You think you're going to go slow and easy. It's like, here we go.
Yeah, exactly. Nope, for sure. My snack, I'm classic. I love popcorn. I've ordered movie theater popcorn here a couple times during quarantine, but I get popcorn there too because get my bucket and fill it up all day.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, Mallory does that. Well, Mallory and Emily, Scott's daughter, they always split a bucket, and man, we get our money's worth in a week. We eat so much popcorn.
Yeah. Love popcorn. Love popcorn. And my meal would be at Casey's getting the corn dog nuggets.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, I'm with you. And cheese.
So that's what I did.
And cheese.
And Kenley just wanted to say her meal. You want to say what your
yes.
first snack would be? What would it be?
The Mickey waffles.
Oh, so right. I got to ring the bell. That's such a right answer. You get a bell ring. Yes, the Mickey waffles. We made some Mickey waffles at home here the other day. So good.
That was so good.
What? So is her favorite ride? Her ride's Slinky Dog, right?
What's your favorite ride?
Probably the Frozen one.
Oh, Frozen.
Good, yes, good call. Is she more of an Anna or more of an Elsa?
Well, more of the Elsa.
I like it. Yes. So you got
well,
the...
Well, I have an Anna dress.
You have the dresses?
Yep, she's got the dress. The Anna dress. She dresses up every... I think I've watched Frozen during this quarantine 1 and 2 at least 20 times each.
You're such a good dad. I'm just saying. And I'm telling you, you mentioned that, and I remember when my two daughters had the princess dresses, man. It just hold on to it, dude. It goes so fast. It's like, it's just, oh my gosh, it's so sweet. It's such a sweet time.
Her hair should be long enough for Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique this time. So I know you cry about the bill. So
you cry, you cry like 3 times. You cry when you get the reservation because you're like, yes. Then you cry when you see your kid. Like, you know, the reveal is amazing when you see your daughter. And then you cry a 3rd time when you get the bill. So it's a multiple cry experience, but it's worth it.
I can't wait. I'm excited. Awesome.
All right, well, hey, you guys have a wonderful Sunday, a good Saturday night, and it's so good talking to you.
Thanks.
All right, take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Poutine and a McDonald's, boy. Talking about the Canadian dream. We need that here in St. Peter's, Missouri. All right, well, that's going to do it for tonight's show. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. We're going to do a Mother's Day special tomorrow night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. We're all going to be home anyway, so let's do it. Let's have fun. Thanks again to Wade for the topic. A lot of fun tonight. Lots of great interaction in the chat. You guys are amazing. I love doing this with you guys each night that we can, and it's been so much fun over these last 56 days. You know, hope we can get back out there soon, but if not, we're hanging out with friends every night, and that's what this is all about. Don't forget, we do these shows every Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Tuesday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Join us even on that same spot on Facebook, Mondays and Wednesdays, just a bit earlier at around 6 o'clock Eastern. All right, we're going to get out of here. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms. Kick back tonight. Get ready for your big day tomorrow. Enjoy it. We'll be back again in just 23 hours. So until then, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.